Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Well, I don't know. Maybe I misjudge my audience. Maybe I just do things for myself and not for them. I got to be honest with you. I don't get much pleasure in any other thing any greater on planet Earth. Then I know this is going to sound really over the top. Man, I love verse by verse scriptural dialogue. I just think it's so enjoyable to take your time through the scripture and read it through the lens of the context that's laid out in the narrative that the speaker is giving you, and the style. And intellectually, I don't get more stimulation out of anything than what we're getting to do right here on the DDP. And apparently, a lot of people feel the same way. I know for 2014 and 2015, this podcast was a top 10 podcast in the religion section of podbean.com. We don't get those results for this year until the first week or two of January. So maybe it's our third consecutive year. I don't know. Our numbers have looked pretty good this year, and I hope you've enjoyed the journey as much as I have. I think so. Well, either way, I'm going to continue to do it as long as people continue to support it and give us the opportunity. We're going to continue this journey, and it's Romans chapter 3, verse 9. What I love about doing this is not only do we get the insights, the contextual insight, mine some truths, But we get to tackle some verses that aren't always used in sermons. If you around preaching in church as much as I am, and around conferences and seminars, you don't hear you hear a certain amount of sermons. You hear a certain set of scriptures. I could probably sit down with a piece of paper and write down before a conference. If you said write down 50 passages of scripture, I could write down 50 and 30 of them would be used in that conference, because there's a very limited set. Now, limited is the wrong word. There's a very specific set of scriptures that are going to be used in the grace community or the kingdom message. But there's a lot of this stuff that gets overlooked because we're on our road to something else. What we covered the last few days in Romans 3, I think, is one of those passages. Here, listen to verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? Who's the they? Well, it must be those who condemn him in verse 8. Am I better than them? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. And this is a hearkening back to the argument he had in chapter 2, well, in chapter 1 as well, of them being under sin. Now Paul's going to do something common to Paul. He's going to quote scripture, but he's not going to quote it necessarily line upon line in order. Now, that could have been because the translations that they had, the available scriptures that they had, didn't look exactly like what we have, or it could just be because he knows they're there and he just uses them together. I'll read it, and then I'll give you the verses and you can go home and study it. Listen, starting in verse 10. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There's none who seeks after God. They've all turned aside. They've together become unprofitable. There's none who does good, no, not one. Their throat's an open tomb. With their tongues they've practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And Paul's using a conglomerate of verses as he puts this together. He starts in Psalms 14. He moves to Psalms 5. He uses a little bit of Psalms 140. He uses a little bit of Psalms 10. He uses a little bit of Proverbs 1. You get my point. So he's all over. We'll dig into what all this means tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.